You're listening to 30 Pounds Down, where losing weight is simplified with healthy habits. I'm Glenda Hill, a nurse-turned-holistic nutritionist. Let's go to the show. Hey friend, welcome. Losing weight can be overwhelming, especially when you don't have the proper tools, like a healthy eating plan and strong faith. Yeah, so my four-step approach will enable you to lose the excess weight and stay true to your faith. And the best part of it all is that you can accomplish the weight loss, the feeling good and feeling powerful and energized. You can have all of that without feeling overwhelmed or pressured. This approach is based on my own success story of being 30 pounds down, inches off my waist in 6 weeks. And it's also backed by true medical science. So remember, you don't have to go through this journey alone. You're not on your own, my sister. If you need support or accountability, feel free to reach out to me through email. The details are in the episode description. All right, so let's learn how to lose weight without overwhelm in 4 simple steps. Step 1 is all about eating more nutritious meals and staying hydrated to boost your energy levels so that you can feel more like being physically active. It's important to do exercise, but it's more important to be physically active. And so when you have nutritious meals, you have the nutrition that's going to empower you. And when you drink enough water and stay hydrated, that's going to help you also to boost your energy levels. Did you know that eating foods exclusively from plant sources provides the nutrition that helps you to cope more effectively with stress? Yeah, it's true. So let's take some inspiration from Romans 12:21. I know you're familiar with it, where it says, don't be overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good. Yeah, you can overcome evil with good by replacing meals that are loaded with sugar and hydrogenated fats and artificial ingredients and preservatives. Replace all of that with clean foods, healthy eating. Yeah, and you'll be amazed at the positive impact it's going to have on your life and your emotions, all right? Another way to conquer evil with good is to avoid watching food commercials, food videos, cooking shows, yeah. And I remember when I first started doing this, I just stopped watching all commercials, even the news, everything. I just stopped watching everything that I thought was going to hold me back. And boy, it did make a big difference in my spiritual life and in my health, my physical health. So here's a very simple way that you can implement this into your life. You can avoid watching food commercials, and I'm going to show you how to do it. You can create or you can buy a book with photos of nature. And when the food commercials come on, you switch to your photos of nature and you start writing scriptures on the pages. Just write scriptures. I hope you'll try it, my friend. Open to the pages and start writing scriptures on the pages. That way you're not looking at the food commercials, right? This is a powerful, positive distraction to help you on your weight loss journey. All right, so use this as a distraction. You don't have to watch those food commercials. You'll be amazed how many pounds it's going to save you. Okay, step 2, guard your mental health. There's a strong link between the physical health and the mental health. Every time you have an unkind thought or a sad thought or you're in a bad mood for a prolonged period of time, your brain releases chemicals that make your body feel bad. Ephesians 4:23 tells us to be renewed in the spirit of our mind. So the brain will release chemicals to make your body feel good when you think happy thoughts of gratitude and kindness and faith. So taking nature walks for outdoor exercise can promote a good mood and restful sleep that helps regulate appetite and hormonal food cravings. All right, so I hope you're getting this, my sister, that there is a connection, a strong link between the physical and the mental health. And so what you're thinking and how you're feeling, you can change all that just by following Ephesians 4:23, renew the spirit of your mind. All right. Step 3 is all about increasing your energy and productivity. When we take care of our bodies, we're better able to perform the daily tasks with greater ease. So if we're overwhelmed, we have too much to do, maybe it's because we're disorganized or we're not really being a good steward of our time and our energy. And we do want to glorify God in everything that we do. So what I want you to consider is take courage to deny yourself wasting time on social media, wasting time watching programs that hold you back from achieving your goals. When you deny yourself of those things, and even other habits that you know is really a waste of time and it's not really moving you forward to achieving your goals, then once you stop those things, you'll find more time to do the healthy habits that will enable you to achieve a healthy weight, all to the glory of God, right? You'll feel so good about that. Step number 4 is to appreciate how success is achieved. I know in the secular world, people think that there are steps to financial success and relationships and business and careers, things like that. But you know, that's very temporal. That's here in this world. But we know that we are looking forward to a better place, right? And so we have an eternal destiny. And so even the things that we do right here and now on earth is going to count for where we are going in our eternal destiny. And so we want to make it all count and to have true success. Remember that our success, even in weight loss and other goals in life, is not determined by our efforts or our education or our energy, but it's by our living connection with God. So we're understanding that we are three-dimensional in nature, right? We have the body, mind, and spirit. And so understanding that empowers us to overcome the obstacles that hold us back from living a life of prosperity, not only here and now, even for our eternal destiny, right? So honor God in your body. It motivates us to do more with what we have been given. So my sister, you've been given skills and talent, gifts and abilities to make the world a better place. And so that's the success we're looking for, is when we are using our gifts and talents to help ourselves and help others do well now, but also to reach our eternal destiny with the Lord. I hope this episode has been a blessing to you, my sister. I hope that you have been inspired to take action and implement all of these 4 steps into your life. You're not on your own on this journey. I'm here for you. If you need support or you want accountability, feel free to reach out to me through email. And the details are in the episode description. Thank you for listening to 30 Pounds Down. If you like this episode, share it with your friends and your family. For more talk on Christian weight loss, whole health, and strong faith, subscribe to my channel. And until next time, peace to you and have a great day.